There's a long-held stereotype. Outdoor activities and exploring nature is a white people thing. Today, we introduce you to a group called Outdoor Afro, its tagline, where black people and nature meet. The group organizes outdoor recreational activities for African Americans, like camping, hiking, biking, and birding. NPR's Shireen Marisol Meraji from our Code Switch team takes us into the woods.
30 Outdoor Afros circle up before a hike, introduce themselves, and share their favorite childhood spaces in nature.
Allison from New York City. My favorite place was my grandmother's grapevine.
Wandy Stewart from East St. Louis, Illinois. 6 Plum Street, my grandma's house in Alabama.
Matthew Reese from Seattle, Washington, and one of my favorite childhood places was...
Hikes start with a check-in. This one is used to remind folks they've had a connection to the outdoors for most of their lives. The black people don't do nature stereotype is just not accurate, says Autumn Saxton Ross. She leads Outdoor Afro events around Washington, D.C.
As we were going around and talking about, you know, what is your favorite space, almost half said something about their grandmother and the backyard. So it's just very important for us to remember that nature really is anything outdoors. It's not these big spaces of Yosemite, but it is a yard.
Saxton Ross also chose her grandmother's backyard and a special spot in Kansas City's Swope Park.
Called Watermelon Hill. And so that was the only place in this park that black people could go to. And so my grandmother, that was the only place that she would ever take me in the park.
Saxton Ross says, even though it was the 80s and a law ended segregation in Swope Park in 1954, it's the only place her grandma felt safe. That kept them from exploring more of the park together, let alone hiking trails in the nearby woods. Part of Outdoor Afro's mission is to expose more African Americans to places and spaces outside their comfort zone. 30 volunteers are being trained to help with that, and this hike is part of that training.
The path that we walk in, how did it change in this last section? Green and lush? Anything else?
Zoe Polk stops the group to discuss their surroundings and hydrate before an incline. Polk's the leadership director for Outdoor Afro and a civil rights attorney in San Francisco. She's organized 3 days of intensive workshops at the National Conservation Training Center in West Virginia, covering everything from how to dress to pointing out flora and fauna to getting the word out on social media.
We want to show folks back at home who, for whatever reason, didn't get out to join us today how much fun we had, and maybe they'll come out on the next Outdoor Afro hike. So really encourage everyone to take as many photos as you can, tweet about it, Instagram about it, anything you want to do with the social media is encouraged.
Outdoor Afro was born in social media.
RuMap is the founder and CEO and launched Outdoor Afro in Oakland, California in 2009. She was seriously considering going back to school to get her MBA, but knew it would be tough as a single mom with 3 kids. A mentor encouraged her to imagine her dream job. Her answer?
If time and money weren't an issue, I probably would start a website to reconnect African Americans to the outdoors.
2 weeks later, Outdoor Afro was born on Facebook and a blog.
And I just started telling my story using the blog and using Facebook. And it resonated with people. People from all over the country said, hey, that story sounds really familiar. I'm sick of being the only one myself.
Mab's family had land in Northern California where they fished and gardened and went on walks together. She said being in nature as a child was about being in community with other black people. But when she went out on hikes and camping as an adult, she was often the only black person. She says she's aware of programs that introduce hiking and camping to people of color, but you rarely find African Americans leading those initiatives. That's why she included leadership training in what Outdoor Afro does.
In order for us to really see a more diverse and representative population of people in nature that looks like America, it's necessary to have leadership that looks like America.
I'm Tamara Johnson, and I am a wildlife biologist, and I will be an Outdoor Afro leader in the Atlanta area.
Johnson saw a Facebook post and decided to apply for the Outdoor Afro Leadership Training. She says it's been an emotional experience being around like-minded people who are just as passionate about nature as she is.
I'm trying to think of how to say this without being hokey. We are unified and we're going to change things. You know, I wonder if this is kind of how they felt, and this might sound dramatic, but you know, before the Civil Rights Movement, it wasn't the Civil Rights Movement until we looked at it in the past. 10, 15 years from now, we can say it all started here.
I just want to say thank you to all of you guys for coming.
At this hike's end, Leadership Director Zoe Polk reminds trainees all Outdoor Afro events should finish the way they started, by facing each other in a circle. She suggests they all share their experience in one word.
So I'll start new.
Decompression.
Relaxing.
Ideas.
Inspiring.
Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.
Friendship.
Therapeutic.
Educational.
One world.
Rejuvenating.
Thank you.